Welcome to Timeless Church Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns, and today we continue our series on the I Am statements of Jesus. In John chapter 10, our Lord declared, "I am the door. Through him alone we find salvation and safety." Today's message reminds us that Christ is not one of many ways. He is the only door to eternal life. Stay with us as we look at Jesus, the door.
You see, our heart is not pure by default. Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, we're going to have to understand.
If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back. And they that come to God must believe that he is. He is the creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Hey, welcome to Timeless Church Radio Ministry. What a wonderful day it is as we celebrate God's goodness and God's grace in our life each and every day. Jesus said in John 10, verse 9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." The picture he gives is so simple, yet it's so profound and powerful. A door represents both access and protection. And through him, we find our way into life and safety and fellowship with God the Father. Without him, we remain outside, lost and wandering. But through him, the way is open, and all who come by faith are welcomed in. You know, when we step through that door, we are not just entering into a place of safety. We are entering into the very presence of God himself. And when we stand in his presence, the only fitting response is worship. The saints and angels in heaven never stop declaring his holiness. And we too, we have the privilege to lift up our voices and join that eternal song. So as we reflect on Christ this morning, the door to our salvation and the one who leads us into the presence of God, let's lift up our voices together with awe and gratitude. And let's sing with the saints the old song, "Holy, Holy, Holy, Lord God Almighty." Let's sing it out together.
Yeah. Amen. What a wonderful blessing. As we sing about the holiness of God, we're reminded of God's commission in our life. And I'm reminded of Isaiah chapter 6. When Isaiah saw the Lord holy and lifted up, he said, "Here am I, send me." And may this be our attitude as we look to the Lord today. Well, we're continuing our message, our Bible study this morning on Jesus the door and the declaration that Jesus gives to us in the Gospel of John. And it's the 10th chapter of John chapter 10. I'm going to read it again. The Bible says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that enter came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Now, this message that we have before us, as I made note already, his message is to the religious leaders of the day. It's a passage of scripture that really deals with the deception of religion in our world today. And we began with the right of Jesus. Jesus says, "I am the door." I think the truth is pretty apparent here, as the Bible often illustrates God's relationship with his people as the shepherd and his people as the sheep. And as we look at this truth here in this passage of scripture, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, who were religious leaders of the day. They were the so-called religious leaders of Israel, and they had claimed to have insight. Jesus said that they were blind in chapter 9. They were false shepherds. They were not the good shepherd, or we could say they were not the true shepherd. And you could imagine in your mind this morning the scene of a shepherd in the Bible. A shepherd enters through the gate into a walled enclosure, which has several flocks in one pen, and the enclosure with stone walls is guarded at night by the doorkeeper to prevent thieves and from wild beasts of prey from entering. And anyone who climbed the wall would not be there to help or protect the sheep. But the shepherd had the authority and the right to enter through the door. He had the right and the authority to enter into the pen. And so Jesus describes this fact that he is the door. This is his rightful place. Thieves take possessions that don't belong to them. Robbers do the same, but they're more violent. And so Jesus gives this prophetic truth that the church would know many who try to lead the church for their own personal gain. They would try to hurt the church through filthy lucre or vainglory or even personal profit. The illustration, of course, is speaking of Israel, and the Pharisees were attempting to lead Israel while avoiding the door. That was Jesus. Avoiding the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And so Jesus is saying here, listen, I'm standing in my rightful place.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us, but best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
And so we have Jesus, of course, in his rightful place as Messiah, the Savior of Israel and the world. And then Jesus also speaks here of his rightful preachers. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Now we know that Jesus is the good shepherd. The local church today has under shepherds, leaders and overseers of the church. But we notice that they come through the door. They are ones who embrace the truth and they lift up the name of Jesus. Again, Jesus is countering the doctrine of the Pharisees or the religion of the Pharisees. Those preachers of God lift up the message of Jesus and preach the cross. They invite people to come to the light. They invite people to come out of their darkness and into the marvelous light of the gospel. The ones who are thieves and robbers are not coming by the authority of Jesus. Remember, Jesus said, "All authority is given unto me. Go ye therefore." And so Jesus sent out his disciples. These are the under shepherds. These are the ones who oversee the church. And the Bible says that those who are robbers and thieves, they do not lift up the name of Jesus. They have come to hurt and to harm. John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come," Jesus said, "that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." And we notice that the promoter of life is Jesus and the promoter of death, that's the work of the devil. They have come to kill and to destroy life. But Jesus has come to give life and life more abundantly. And so we notice the right of Jesus, his rightful place, his rightful preachers. But secondly, I want us to think about a relationship with Jesus. Now, John 10 verse 3 says, "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out." Now, the porter is the gatekeeper or the doorkeeper. More wealthy Jews would hire someone to watch the sheep. Some have suggested that this represents God the Father or God the Holy Spirit. But the true shepherd comes and is authorized to enter. The sheep hear his voice, the Bible says, and the shepherd knows the sheep's names, and he leads them. And so we notice a familiar voice. The sheep follow him, for they know his voice. We see this in verse number 4 of our text. Jesus' voice brings clarity, not confusion. Jesus' voice brings comfort and calmness. John chapter 18, verse 37. Pilate asks the question in verse 37. He says, "Art thou a king then?" And Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king, and to this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And so the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer leads us into all truth, the Bible says in the Gospel of John. The Holy Spirit of God is at work in the life of believers to recognize and to respond the voice of the Good Shepherd. But not only is there a familiar voice, there's also a faithful virtue. The Bible says he knows my name. I am told that it was customary for a shepherd to give his sheep individual names and call them by that name. The voice hears and finds comfort in the voice of the shepherd. It speaks of the declaration of Jesus, which is intentional and also individual. He calls us all by our name, not in bulk, but in individual. It's a personal visit. As an under-shepherd, I know a little about the hurts and burdens of those in my congregation. Some have broken relationships and hurt hearts. Some have health needs. Others have financial needs. Others are dealing with emotional needs and spiritual needs. I don't know half of the needs of the people that people are facing in the congregation. I wish I had the ability to make it all right. I wish I had the ability to solve everyone's problem, but I cannot. But Jesus knows our deepest needs. He understands you perfectly in every way and understands your hurts, your burdens, and he understands all your fears. He has the ability to help you this morning. And so he's the good shepherd. There's a faithful virtue. There's a favored visit as well. As the Bible says, he leads us. David said that the shepherd leads us to green pastures and still waters. He leads us to what we need in our life and supplies to us what we need. I think one of the great declarations or one of the purposes of the declaration of I am, when we think of the I Am declarations of Jesus, we're reminded that Jesus is the I Am. He is everything that we need. And this is a part of the very nature of God, that God supplies the needs of our heart. He is everything that we need. He satisfies us. That's why David said in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside the still waters. He feeds me. He leads me. He directs me. He helps me. He comforts me. He satisfies me. He is the I Am. He is everything that I need." Thirdly, we notice the request of Jesus. Now, look what the Bible says in verse 7. It says, Then said Jesus unto them again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that enter came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, Christ begins this explanation with the same statement that he began with his story. He says, "I am the door." Entrance into the fold is by him and only through him. And so we notice this door of deliverance. The ones who come before were the scribes and the Pharisees who attempted to enter the fold other than through the door. They tried to enter the fold of God, not coming to the door. The door, of course, is the Messiah. It's Jesus, the Savior. In verse number 9, we find an invitation. Those who come to Jesus will be saved. To be saved, it's a Bible word. It's to receive a life from Jesus. It's to receive eternal life. And we notice in our text that it's available to all. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. If any man come through the door, it's offered to all. If any man come through the door, he will be saved. It's not exclusive to people or people groups. It's available to everyone. And so this pathway we see available to all, but we also see this pathway is exclusive because we must enter the door. Jesus said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He is the way, not one way of many ways, but he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. No man, and notice the exclusiveness there of that statement. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You can't get to heaven any other way except through Jesus Christ. It's not through religion, denomination. It's not through being a good person, trying to do what you can to impact our world. All of those things are good things, but they will not get us to the Father. Jesus said, I'm the door. And only through me, only through the door, will you be saved. And so there's this door for deliverance. It's available to all. The pathway is exclusive. But then there's a direction for development. You come in and you find, I love this, you find pasture. You find what you need to be sustained. It helps you to grow. It helps you to mature. It helps you to prosper in your life. Psalm 23, 1 and 2, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Jesus is the door. He stands at his rightful place as the Savior of all mankind. For every creature, for every country, Jesus is the way to be right with God. He stands in authority and he stands in power. And we are sent in that same authority. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Those who are his true sheep hear his voice. They hear his voice through the work of the Spirit of God and through the Word of God. They find all they need through the Good Shepherd.
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The Scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church, or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus died in our place on the cross, and now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in His finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can pray a prayer similar to this one. Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen. This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. If you prayed a prayer like mine, and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. We'd love to know of your decision of trusting Christ as your Savior. You can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God.
For more information about our church and this radio ministry and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today, fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at kitchenerhope.com. Again, that website is kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. During our Wednesday night service, we have a teen program and a kids program. So, you can bring the whole family. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.